Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It's the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, and when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way.
On my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing our net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. Would you would have sex on condominium roof deck? So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rocket Roberto Cavalli, no shirt or convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. With a squid top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem Team and Fat Cat was that. Future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out their jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave this beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto chocha, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don shit, under fire, I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Nasa Don, Super Cat, the Don Dada, understood.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pistol nozzle hit the nasal. Bloody comes with warm, tell him, come on, be easy now, squeeze this summer. That's why Clefty, that flesh gets scorned. You so bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, say the hell out of my lawn. Chicken drawers, became dead drawers, stealing chickens from my farm. Yeah, yeah. And that's the dead kitchen. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Cecilia. Nobody shoot me, my body. Girl bled to death while she was shrunk and send the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Black and I come to the ghetto, Jack and Joshua. Stevie Wonder, Stevie Crack, baby. Becoming enemies with their own families. I'ma get them coming up when we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hong Kong, I run marathons like Mojo Bacon, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches the Elite Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyrics act like Ramadan.
What's going on? Overgetting come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
I'm your boy Space AJ, aka J Biggs, aka your host, aka get all your info from me, and you won't have to go to no middleman and no extra man. You already know what time it is, though. Man, I'm blessed, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm doing my thing. I'm glad to be here rocking on this thing right quick. Give y'all a little good bit, 2 hours of that good stuff, you know, that stick to your ribs. We're going to build your community up type of stuff. You know what it is. We got Diva Ebony B rocking out with me.
You already know each and every Saturday. Can you hear me? Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, I got you.
Cool. I'm definitely honored to be in the building with Jay Biggs on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to talk about some real important topics tonight and give you guys some resources, and you make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, give your feedback and share your resources in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Back to you, Jay.
Yeah, definitely, man. We going, you know, I'm back. I'm feeling kind of nice today, you know, even though the weather is a little gloomy out here for those who are in the D.C. metropolitan area. You know, we got a little bit of rain. A little bit of rain don't stop the sun from shining on the inside, you feel me? So last week, let me bring y'all up to speed if you missed last week's show. Last week, we was hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Dopeass, you know, he came through and blessed us with some new music. But we was just hanging out, you know, we was talking about the whole digesting the, what's that boy name? Ariel Castro from Cincinnati, Cleveland, I'm sorry. We was digesting that whole situation with him kidnapping those three girls, and they came home and just talking about that and just, you know, I guess the one thing you want to take home from last week is, yeah, get to know your surroundings, you know, your neighbors and who your kids hang out with, you know, get to know all of that, you know, that's important. So, you know, without further ado, let's talk about this week in news. Real, real crazy news this week, just real slow but crazy, you know. The main thing, of course, is Queen B, Beyonce. She's just all over everything, you know, with the whole is she pregnant, is she not rumors and all that. She done got that jump started again, so I guess you know she's trying to sell her album. So, you know, we gotta talk about if her baby is in her stomach or not, you know, before we can buy that record, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, Queen, what you think?
I think B is pregnant, and even if she, because, you know, it sucks because Beyonce, with the whole Illuminati situation and all of her success and everything that's been going on, you know, she's definitely been put up under a microscope for everything that she has done and has done. Now, with the Ivory Blue, she did kind of come out of the blue, out of nowhere, you know, and, like, and big shout out to Monica, because Monica is pregnant right now, and she's on baby number 3.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Monica.
She got some fertile soil, man.
She
has them back.
Yeah.
She be dropping them.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess the whole skeptical thing with Beyonce is because, you know, she didn't reveal her baby bump until it was about 2 or 3 months before she had the baby. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff around her that don't add up. But if she is pregnant, God bless her to the woman. You know, enjoy your baby, man. But again, remember when she was pregnant in 2011, before she had Ivory Blue, she was dropping her fourth album, and she did go multi-platinum. So this is a way that a lot of artists or women and men keep the money in their pocket, and more money in their pocket.
Man, I think it's just crazy. Just, you know, it just seems like you can't drop an album unless something's going on in your personal life. Like, you know, when the boy Frank Ocean came out, it was like, is he gay, is he not gay? And that was like the whole thing surrounding his album. And his album came out, it was actually pretty good, you know. But everybody was more concerned with, is he gay, or, you know, or him fighting Chris Brown and this and that, you know, getting his ass whooped by Chris Brown. You know, that's what we was really talking about. You know,
you know,
what I mean?
it would be pretty, I think it would be pretty shallow. I mean, really, pretty shallow to surround your family and your newborn child with controversy to put money or to gain more funds. And, you know, that's just what the industry do. Y'all gotta pay attention. And it's sad because a lot of us people, we suck it up. Oh, is he gay? Is he not gay? It really doesn't matter at the end of the day if he was, because you were stupid enough to search him, and now you bought his album or you bought her album, and they laughing at you because you just drama fought.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Same exact thing with what was it, Fantasia, when her last album came out and she was pregnant by the dude, she broke up the home or whatever. You know what I mean? The same exact thing. It's like, you gotta have some controversy to drop an album. It's just crazy for me. You know, I'm just like, I don't understand it. Like, why these women need that, man? You know what I mean? In other news, though, you know, I ain't gonna touch on Beyonce.
Wait a minute,
I'm happy
and for. I ain't dropped no controversy before that.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, from Ebony's is showing y'all the right way to do it. You know, the queen know how to, the best way to do it is just drop it. Keep it, you know, amongst you and your family and everybody you love, and get that support system going early, and, you know, keep that love and that, you know, blessing, and that, you know, just fill yourself mm-hmm. with the Holy Spirit, feel the blessings coming towards you, and just keep it that way, you know, and stop trying to make money off your babies
mm-hmm.
before they even land, you know what I'm saying?
Before they even get here. What if you have a miscarriage in the first 4 months? Is the most critical months of a woman being pregnant.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. You know, yeah, that it's like you basically kind of playing Russian roulette. You know what I mean? If you, you know, within in that first trimester, you know, you don't want any stress. You know, it's zero. Like, man, I took my wife out of, you know, out the car. I took my wife out of the state. You know, we went, had to take a trip. You know, you got relaxed a little bit. You can't be stressing. You know what I mean? And that's just. That's just what it is, man. Like, fellas, y'all got, I'm going to give y'all some advice now. Just take care of your woman. You get her pregnant. Especially y'all dudes with your baby mamas and whatnot. You mad and whatnot because she wigging out on you and you don't know what's going on and whatnot. You might just have to just, you know, you might just have to just keep the stress to the minimum. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep that baby happy and healthy. Everything that she can feel, the baby can feel. Times 10, you know what I mean? Because it's all food, not just the edible kind, the feelings and everything, the spirit, that's food too. So whatever she take in, that baby gonna eat it too. So just a word of the wise, fellas. In other news, really kind of slow today, man. All I'm seeing about is this Kentucky Derby. And I'm not really a horse man myself, you know, other than occasional horseback riding. I'm not no horse type of dude. So, you know, for y'all out there that really are into that Kentucky Derby, you know what I mean? Let me know what you think horse gonna win, you know what I'm saying? Everybody look like they riding that Preakness or whatever, you know. I don't know, but I'm seeing about the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, let me know what's good. Call me up, 347-850-1521. Also in sports, you know what I mean, we got the NHL playoffs going on. You know what I'm saying? My team, the Caps, we got eliminated by the New York Rangers. If we had to lose, we couldn't have lost to a better team than them. So I'm pretty psyched about that. The NBA playoffs going down as well. You know what I'm saying? It looked like my boy Kevin Durant is going to have an early season end. He's already on his way back home. The Memphis Grizzlies has put out Oklahoma City. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm anxious to see who's going to vie for the title against the Miami Heat now. You know what I'm saying? I'm broadcasting my prediction. Miami is definitely going to be in the finals, but, I mean, I don't know who else is going to go there now. Like, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? If Durant couldn't do it, then I don't know who's going to take them down. So just give them the chip now. in other news, man, it's crazy. I read somewhere, let me see. I think Rihanna and Chris Brown broke up for, like, the 8 millionth time. And, now they blaming each other. So it's crazy. Like, you know, you got with her and, you know, you disobeyed everybody, and then you turn around and you breaking up again and getting back together again and breaking up again. It's just too much for me. That whole little cycle.
Let me find out this new millennium, Bobby and Whitney.
They are, man. They really are. Coke and everything. They just doing too much for me. I can't deal with it. I can't do it. I don't know. They might be back together as we speak right now. They might be getting back together. It's just too many to breakneck speed, though. You know what I mean? Man, crazy. Let me see. Kim Kardashian, her baby is, let me think, it's about 5 months along now. It's crazy. Like, there you go. Like, yeah, it's about 5 months now. Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar.
You
know, yeah, it's about 5 months.
Thing and media, stop it. First of all, I want to put National Enquirer on blast. National Enquirer, please knock it off. Let that lady enjoy her baby. Let women enjoy their motherhood. Then having a baby you chose by God. And the National Enquirer got her looking like some type of, look like Roseanne Barr or Big with that floral print dress on. It's horrible. She only 5 months. I can't stand the National Enquirer. I swear. I hate y'all.
They be in everybody trash. In here, everybody business, everybody gossip. But yeah, you know, of course y'all know the baby's by Kanye West. And I think that's pretty cool. They having a biracial baby, or two races. If baby's going to be two races. So I think that's pretty dope, you know what I mean? So is with Khalifa Amber Rose baby. But I think that's pretty dope. Like, you know, civil rights. I'm always a civil rights dude at heart. So, you know, good look, Kanye, for picking the non-sister. Although I can't really say too much of a good look, but good look nonetheless. Like, he don't care what y'all think, you know. He said, damn this Taylor Swift thing. I'm going to knock me up a white girl. No problem. I see what you're doing, boy. I see you.
He need to have a woman just as crazy as him.
Yeah, definitely. 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 I can see that.
But she got her own money, too. Don't forget that. Kim got her own money.
Man, you want to talk, started from the bottom. She literally started from the bottom. Literally. Like, Ray J was from her bottom and just came up.
Yo,
from
Ray
there,
J,
like,
mad right now. I can't believe he made that song right at first. He looks so stupid, yo.
Yeah, you do, man. I can't do it. Like, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? If some dude came up and said, I tagged your wife first, you know what I mean? I'd probably punch him in the face, though. I'd be a little upset about that. So, I mean, I can kind of see where he's upset because he's not reaping the benefits from it. But same time, I mean, he's doing too much. Like, just sit down somewhere, man. And my final note of news, man, you know, it was real small, you know, small market. It says here, I'm reading about a Milwaukee bra ban. They had a ban on bras in Milwaukee. And they lifted it, though, after a campaign. You know, they had to protest a little bit. And basically what happened, I'm going to read it real quick. It says a historic Milwaukee bowling alley and bar almost went without the appropriate support after city decided dozens of, inspector decided dozens of bras, brassiere, like woman's brassiere, hanging from his ceiling was a fire hazard. It was crazy. Like, they was hanging bars. They was hanging bras. That's a tongue twister. Just hanging bras from the ceiling of the bar or whatever. So, yeah. Basically, this old grandma or whatever, she went down and, like, protested or whatever for them to do that. You know what I'm saying? For them to, hold on, let me read a little bit. It says the 87-year-old great-grandmother, damn, great-grandmother, worked at the bar 59 years in the city to appeal, missed the deadline. Her son-in-law took them down for fear they would get a fine. Fine, yada, 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 yada. So, basically, I don't know what they was hanging the bras for, but, you know, it was some wild crap or whatever. But, yeah, so they basically some nonsense or whatever. Like I said, it was a slow day. They took the they took that down, and the bars all open again, and the happily ever after, you know, we good. Like I said, man, jump in the chat room. Jump in the chat room. Call me up, 347-850-1521. Diva, Ebony B, I want to say once again, congratulations. She's having her little baby, you know what I'm saying? And that's a big deal for me. We gonna like, broadcast that all day, every show I get. We're going to broadcast that. And, man, I hope we can, you know, speaking of that, we're going to actually be picking up two more shows, you know, so be on the lookout for that. We're picking up two more. A Sunday show and a Monday show, with the Sunday show obviously being dedicated to spiritual, you know, our spiritual feedings and you know, just spreading the word that way. And our Monday show is actually going to be aimed towards the mothers, the you know, mothers single and you know, in relationships or married, whatever. It's aimed towards the mothers, so you know, I'm real excited about that. Diva's, of course, hosting that show. You know, her being a mom and all. So we're going to be looking to launch that in the near future. So just everybody, just look out for that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, especially the moms. I know, you know, y'all need a platform, definitely. So, you know, y'all need to definitely be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? That's y'all thing right there. Definitely. But, wow, thanks for y'all tuning in, everything like that. We're going to take a little music break, pay some bills and everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this J Real. That's my boy right there. We're going to get into this My Heart by J Real, the realest. Check it out.
Tell me y'all don't feel sad. rapper. Jay, it's haters wasting their energy trying to hinder me, but I believe my enemy isn't them, it isn't me. I'm living life and trying to do the things that's getting me the money, fame, and fortune, but at the cost of my dignity. As many friendships I have lost and girlfriends I have dropped, all cause I wasn't willing to take the charade off. I played y'all and in the process played myself, cause now I'm stuck inside the game and simply can't call out for help. The OGs told me I just didn't wanna listen. Now I'm missing all my people sitting in my room and wishing, fishing in the lake full of already baked trout. For those who ain't that smart, it means I'm taking the same route as everybody else who had to sell out with no bailout. Tried to come home to support and they told me to get the hell out. I want my son back, that's what my mama starts to yell out. Now the shoddy's at my dome,
I'ma give myself a bailout.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
Make sure y'all hit up Lyndon Greer at LGSTIME on Twitter. That's my boy. DMVstaffing.com, you know what it is. Like, get yourself a job, get yourself some money to get paid to tweet, get paid to Facebook. You already know. It's your boy Space Age J. I'm on it. It's that Terry Conrad. I love this song. I'm sorry. Just make my mind go blank. If today were your last, holla at Terry Con. That's her name, Con. I think her name is Con. Terry Con. On Twitter, at Terry Con. So holla at her. Make sure y'all cop this. If today was your last, some deep stuff right there. So, yeah, back from the break. And before, while we was on the break, we was playing that J Real the Realist, My Heart. So if you want to follow him on Twitter, at J Real. D A Realist on the Twitter. That's my boy. You know, be on the lookout for his mixtape coming out. I think it should be out this month. Man, he got some crazy stuff on there. He got a, I believe he said he got my boy Dubs. He hosting that. The real Rick Ross, not Rose, but the real Ricky Rose, real Ricky Ross. My fault. Got him on there hosting it. So y'all cop that, man. Jay Real be putting out some dope stuff. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all tune in and support that. Right now we're gonna get into our first topic, which is a real deep, important matter. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about special needs children. Now what that means is children that have disabilities and handicaps. You know what I mean? Born with disabilities and handicaps, both due to you know, drug abuse from the parents. You know, a lot of crack babies that get born, they born addicted to crack, or they're born with mental, you know, disabilities and handicaps. And there are some people that are, you know, blessed with the ability to have the children, but then the child comes out and he's just, you know, for whatever reason, he's born with a disability through no fault of the parents. So we're going to get on that. We're going to touch on that a little bit today. Actually, my nephew, he has it's like a list of different disabilities that he had that I really, the actual medical clinical name for it, I really can't say, but let's just get into the, I'll give you the skinny of it, you know what I mean? When he was born, he had a sump, like a, you know, a basically for blood, for his blood, like his body wasn't pumping blood right in his head, so what would happen was he would get a buildup, like he could get blood clots in his brain. So what they did was they installed a sump in his head, you know, as an infant, mind you, a newborn. They put that in his head, you know, so he had like a number of surgeries before he was even one. Like he had crazy surgeries or whatever. I don't know what it's called, like I said, but he grows with the, let me see, how do I describe it? He grows, he's 11, but he's mentally developed and physically developed of like a 5-year-old, put it like that. So, you know, that's just my nephew. So I got it in my family, you know what I mean? And it's not really a genetic thing. Like, he's probably one of the first that I've ever seen that has that kind of affliction or whatever. I've never known anyone like that in my family and whatnot. You know, we love him to death, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nephew, Lil Tim. You know what I'm saying? But there's you know, dozens of hundreds and whatever, you know, multitudes of children out there going through the same thing. And they have to go to school, and they have to be educated, you know what I'm saying? Or they don't have to go to school, I should say. They have to be educated, and they have to live the same way we do, you know, healthy, regular, normal people do. So imagine, like, you know, really going through that. Like, you have this child, you know what I mean? They need medicine, first of all, foremost. They need medicine. And what comes into play with that is, you know, health care. You know what I mean? Universal health care, or if you have good health care, you know, some people don't have good health care and they have, you know, needs like that with their children. You know what I mean? And I say that to say this, you know, think about these things when you go into these polls, you're voting for these certain politicians and whatnot. I know we are not, let me put it out there right now, we're not endorsed by no politician whatsoever, you know what I mean? But these are things that affect your community, so you need to keep that in mind as you, you know, go to the polls when you vote every 2 years, 4 years, or whatever, for your representatives and your congressmen, senators, and president, you know, and also for, you know, even local, your local government, you know, you have to keep those things in mind. But, yeah, these children, they, you know, they need the medicine. They need some of us, like, I would say my nephew, he needs braces, like leg braces, to walk with. He needed them, you know, early on. And for those that don't know, it's not like a, okay, you get them once and you're done. Nah, you need different braces, different situations as you grow and develop, the same way your child will grow and develop and grow out of 3 month clothes and need 12 month clothes and then need 24 month clothes and then need 3T, 4T, whatever, you know, that's the same thing. They need braces, and then their legs will develop a certain amount, and then they need braces to support the development they've done, you know what I mean? So they need that, you know, and on the, in addition to, you know, your regular, like, food, clothes, water, you know, things of that nature, you know, diapers, wipes, whatever, you know, and so on and so forth. These are all the extra things that these kids need, and it's not easy. I tell you that it's not easy. I had the privilege of spending a lot of time, like when he was younger, I spent a lot of time with my nephew. You know, of course I was younger. He, you know, I was with him. You know, when he was born, I wasn't there when he was born, but I came. You know, he's in Michigan, so I came like a month later. And, you know, we was in the hospital. He couldn't even go home. Like, you know, it wasn't no 3 days. He couldn't go home at all, you know what I mean? Like, for probably about a month, he couldn't go home, you know. So, like, after, it was about a month, I'd say that. So we had to go visit him in the hospital. I came probably at the last week of the month. And I had to visit him. Like, we visit him, like, every day, you know, spend time with him every day, you know, spend a few hours with him and whatnot, you know what I mean, and it was a real trying time, so I'm like, you know, just think about, you know, all that goes into that, you know what I mean, and that's why, you know, me and Diva, you know, we put it out there a lot, giving back is so important, you know what I mean, because you never know who it's going to affect, you never know who's going to be on the receiving end of it, you know what I mean, and you don't know what people's situations are, so... If you're the person that, you know, you like to judge, you know, others by, you know, what it looked like or because it looked funny to you, it looked different from you, you don't know what the situation is, you know, on the other end of the spectrum. You know what I mean? This is not to put down, like, children, like, you know, I call it minor, you know, minor situations like ADD, ADHD. I mean, that's... Honestly, that's a whole nother show. That's something that I could debate, you know what I mean? Like, is that really a disease? Is that something like, you know, really that you need to really worry about, like, you know, putting kids on drugs and just pumping another $1 billion into the medicine industry? That's another show though. I'm talking about just like, you know, this will affect the way you are, you know, the way you think, you know, and imagine, like, being a parent for a child. It's a hassle just having a normal kid, a regular kid, you know what I mean, chasing them around the house. Every day you wake up, you see the pain in this child's face and your child's face, and every day you wake up, you know what I mean, you know it's a little bit more you got to do because it's not your average regular child, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. You know, it's real crazy, and then the whole parenting that goes into that. Let me talk about that for a second. I got my boys now, you know, my two little bundles of joy from God, you know what I'm saying? And I'm raising them to be like men, you know, raising them to be boys first, but then eventually it's gonna be me raising them to be men, you know. Do manly things, do godly things, right? So imagine, you know, having a disabled child. You can't just raise them to be the regular guy. You got to raise them to be self-sufficient. You don't want them to be, like, worrying about, you know, having to, you know, worry about keeping a person living with them or a nurse or somebody to do for them their whole life. You want them to be self-sufficient. The same way, you know, if you break your leg and you're in a wheelchair, you want to be able to push your own wheelchair, you know, to roll your own wheels on your wheelchair. You don't want them depending on somebody pushing the back of the wheelchair the whole life or whatnot. You don't want that, right? So, you know, same scenario, man. It's you got to raise this. You got to... talking about raising a child now to, you know, being for themselves, you know, and that is that much harder, you know what I mean? I mean, I ain't even touching on the school part right now. You know, the schooling is crazy, though. You eventually send this child to school, you know, and I don't know, some areas, like I know where my area, you know, they have just started mixing the, it used to be special ed. Now it's not, no longer really a special ed. All the kids in the same class, you know what I mean? So, you know, they do this thing, it's called team teaching or whatever. So, like they have, which basically is how it sounds. It's more than one teacher in every classroom now, you know, which is, I guess it's effective. They feel like it's effective or whatever. So, I mean, you might have your child in a general population class like that, you know what I mean? And if they special needs, then it becomes an issue. Well, are they getting the right, you know, are they getting the right attention, I should say, you know what I mean, paid to them? As they, you know, it's kind of, I'm thinking of the best way to describe it. Are they getting the right education? Are they getting the right attention paid to them? Are they, you know, forget about other kids. Kids are cruel. Forget about other kids picking on them and things of that nature. You know, you got to worry about, does the teacher really understand and reach your child? You know what I mean? So, I mean, and then the you know, when they come home from school, the homework and all of that goes into that. That, you know, back to being a regular child, you know, the homework that goes into that and things. So it's really, if you put your child in school, it's really a lot more, it's a lot that goes with that. Now homeschooling, then it's even more that goes with that. Like special needs children, you know what I mean, when you stop and really think about it, they need a lot. A lot more than it's not just as simple as it sounds, you know what I mean? That's why we call it special needs child, you know. They need a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, they need a lot. They need a great deal. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that they're more important than the average child or not, you know what I mean? But it's just the amount of effort, I would say, for a parent going into raising them is probably going to be much greater, arguably, you know what I mean? And then it's like, you know, the impact is so much more severe, you know what I mean? It's crazy, you know? My nephew, little Tim, you know what I'm saying? I think he's going on like 12 now, man. God has blessed us with, you know, his life, you know, his life and being able to enjoy him being here, you know, for them 12 years, even through, like I said, he had like a number of operations before he even turned like one. He came out the womb getting surgery, you know what I mean? So, finish the story up, like he had the sump put in his head to collect his blood to keep from blood clotting in his brain. They ended up doing the surgery to remove that and put it in his leg, I think, or something of that nature. And then he had another surgery just to get rid of it altogether, you know. So, and it sounds like, why would you, you know, crazy. Like, why would a doctor need to put, like, you know, this and that and a third? Why would a doctor want to do that? But, you know, just I can't stress it enough, like, the amount of pain and just how much of a fighter he was to have to go through all that, you know, and to be a 12-year-old child now, you know what I'm saying? I marvel at, you know, God is great. God is awesome. He's an awesome God, man. I mean, God is great, you know what I mean? And not to take anything from him, I thank God every day, you know, each and every day that my children, you know, was born happy and healthy, you know, and not, you know, really afflicted. And that's not to take anything away from anyone with a special needs child, you know what I mean? But I just know that I don't think I could be able to do that. That's just me being honest with myself. I could not go through that, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? In the back, you hearing the music, you know, we got everything from indie to mainstream, you know what I'm saying? We had, like I said, we had the J Real on earlier, you know, we played my boy Dope Ass. I think I had my joint One Time Cash, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get your music played, you know, it's no big deal. You know, we'll throw it on in a rotation or we'll play it behind, you know, our general conversations and topics or whatever. Just send your submissions to submissions TOSUGU at gmail.com. That's the email you want to send. Send MP3s, and I mean, make sure your stuff is mixed mastered. We prefer clean, amended versions of whatever records you're going to send in. So, I mean, if it got the cursing on it, that's cool. We might just throw it on Frontline Fridays. You know what I mean? But, yeah, just send it. Try to send me the clean version, man. If you honestly, if you are artist and you serious about your craft, you're supposed to have it clean and you're supposed to have it edited, you know, the DJ package with the edited, the instrumental. You're supposed to give me everything anyway. I'm just helping you out. So, you know, send that over, submissions to SUGU. You know, call me up, though, you know what I'm saying, and jump on my line real quick. Talk about special needs children. If you have one, shout them out on air right now. It's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard so you can make your voice known and let your opinion be known and shout your special needs child out or talk about special needs conditions. A little bit later, we're going to get into talking about child labor laws across different states, and our career college segment, you know, we're gonna bring up actually, you know, how to get into child care, get you a degree. Shout out to, you know, my old lady, she got her degree, graduated in college, you know what I'm saying? She got her degree in child care. So hopefully we can parlay that into a number of different things. You know what I mean? Man, it's crazy. But yeah, getting back to special needs children, I mean, I think that you know, once as people, it's a relatively new thing. We're not having too many, or should I say back in the day, you know what I mean? It was really like rarely that you really had these things, or there wasn't a big deal made about it as much as it is now. And I say that to say this, like the times has changed. A lot of us, you know, recreationally getting into drugs and things of that nature. Just think about, you know, the consequences, like you having kids and whatnot, you know what I mean, if you're trying to have kids, think about, you know, the end result, like all this drug use and whatnot, and then you finally sit down and have kids, you might mess around and damage your child, you know, you might damage, you unknowingly, unintentionally, you know, you might damage a child, then you stuck with, you know, the burden of having to raise this child that has these needs and whatnot, and you know, do you really want that? You know what I mean? And like I said, I never want to take anything away from the children. All children need love as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? And I love all children. But if you can prevent having it's almost like, you know, it's almost like putting a gun to the child's head, you know, but not killing it. You see what I mean? You definitely going to damage them for the rest of their life, you know what I mean? But, and you don't even have to. That's the thing, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I say that to say this. If you can, you know, just kind of have foresight, you know, think about, like, the future. You're going to have these kids. If you're going to have kids, maybe this popping mollies and all that, you know, maybe one molly is good. You don't need like 10 mollies and whatnot. You don't need like a whole pound of weed. Maybe you just need a bag, you know, for the day. Maybe a dime sack or a dub sack the day will do it, you know. But a pound of weed a day, like on some Lil Wayne stuff, maybe you don't need all that, you know. Keep your seed healthy and happy, so when you do decide to mellow out later on in life, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, real talk, I mean, shout out to the dude Drake, man. He makes some great music, but man, the worst thing he ever said out of his mouth was that YOLO nonsense, man. Like, that real talk. Like, ain't no worse word in the human language, in the human language, in the history of humanity ever been came out than some YOLO, man. Cause, you know, you only living once. Yeah, you right. But then look at everybody else you affecting after you're gone. You see what I mean? Your kids you gonna have, the lives you touched. You know what I mean? Look at all that. That's crazy, you know. And we are in a day and age right now where we're not thinking that far ahead. We thinking about I, me, my. It's kind of selfish in a way. We thinking I, me, my. You know what I mean? And not really looking at like, oh, my children's children, and my legacies and whatnot. Like, my shout out to my man Genius. He said it best. That, you know, he mentored me on it. He said it best. you know, not to sound racist or nothing, but, you know, white people, they always thinking ahead. They always got, you know, they crops sold up, you know what I mean? They money, they cash sold up, sitting in a bank account. They cash sold up for 3-4 generations. Meanwhile, we blowing all our money and we in the malls. The mall thrive on us. They pitch everything to us. We spend our last in the mall and blow our money, blowing money fast and money, this, that, and the third. Money come and go and all that. And that's how we live our lives. And then when we die, our kids got to struggle to bury us, you know, and come out their pocket to bury us and whatnot. You know, we got to change that. We got to stop that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely. But, yo, like I said, man, if you got a special need, you know, child, call in. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to hear from you. Call me up, 347-850-1521. Press that 1 button to be heard. Talk to me. I want to hear y'all voice, man, because, like I said, you know, for one, for my nephew, that's very inspiring, my little nephew, Tim, man. He's very inspiring to me, you know, and now I'm just trying to be the father that, man, I'm trying, I look at his father, I'm like, God dang, I couldn't do it, man. I'm just trying to be the best father I can be. I want to be the father I never had, man. You feel me? But what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to take a little music break real quick, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play a little song real quick. I'm going to pay some bills again. But holla at me on Twitter, man. Space Age J, at Space Age J. It's SpaceAgeJay. That's my name. And call me up. Matter of fact, tell your friends call me up because we're going to talk to them about these child labor laws. So call me in, 347-850-1521. I'm going to get into this Vashawn Mitchell, Nobody Greater, because ain't nobody greater than him upstairs, the man upstairs, you feel me? Let's go.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
example outside of what's the norm. Complicated, dedicated, preserving hearts and minds. Only caring about the grind till God intertwined. Like a vine, your life into a mine. It was magic how it happened, tragic how we damaged. Seeing our wants, not knowing each other's faults. Rapid how we fell in love, spending all day making love. Lost with the emotions, you're all I'm thinking of. But sunny skies turned to rain, overwhelmed me both cry. Streets kept you hard, couldn't see it's real. Steady keeping up my guard, but you said I'm soft. When I expose my heart, I watch you scoff your compassion off me. Break apart, I break your heart. 40 days and 40 nights, I'm trying to make it right. Long for you every night. Hearts tugging and warring, leaving a smart and scar. This is my testament, Lord, what we in this for? This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created, something 7 days, you created heaven. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created, something 7 days, you created heaven. It's the second chapter, caught up in a rapture. My heart you captured, but I'm hesitant because of how things went. Now I'm not liking you, but I'm steady loving you. Moving against my head, my heart still leads me straight to you. Conviction in conviction, your past coming existence. We both have done our dirt, we both express our heart. You say it out of anger, loving, constant danger. Can't focus on the money, cause emotions running funny. No joke, when your life is broke, our love is moving kind of in a yoke. Your world going up in smoke, people trying to interject. Hating we expect, didn't take the time to see. The totality of the whole catastrophe. Depressed because you're not next to me. You fight for me, but I'm fighting you. You're crying now, understanding what I mean to you. It's crazy how you're looking at our baby. Happy anniversary. On my knees praying, please. You try to see the Lord when we in this. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. Genesis and Exodus, revelation in existence. This is my testament, the realest thing I ever wrote. From nothing created something, 7 days you created heaven. Now we 4 years in this thing, you just don't feel the same. I call you by your middle name, the risk reminds you, but it's not enough. You want the wedding, 2+ times is ticking, but your life is winding down. How do I get my head around not having you for eternity? On this earth next to me, I'll be so lonely, the world hold me heavy on my mind. When my heart down like gravity, it's a tragedy. You matter so much to me, the others can't do me. Hollow walls, their souls are so empty. Damn, you complete me. Happily ever after is what I'm after. Lord, do you hear me sincerely? So sincerely. Hashtag it, RNS. This is for everybody who's going through some real stuff with that significant other. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Hocus Pocus. You know what I'm saying? Next to Blow. You say shout out to my man, Bugs Bizarre. Dope ass music, I'm out of here, man.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing and promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
I just had to tell you, the way he said that word on track 4, it was crazy right at that moment.
Oh, very masonary.
Yes, hello. I would like to thank y'all for listening to this musical masterpiece of wisdom and my personal interpretation of society. I appreciate y'all supporting me, because in supporting me, you're supporting yourself. You're supporting freedom!
No longer running from programmers through tone grammar. I dodge the attempts to dull my growth swagger. In a future not too distant, was one who was gifted. Saw oneness evolve by looking at things different. Heavy with lyrics through steady perseverance. Penetrated thought frames of those petty appearance.
uniquely yours. I come through your speaker pores, keep you receptive, speak to what beats explore. Dancing tracks to paint scenes y'all grasping on, cause most of y'all don't get the picture unless it flashes on. Sugar coated, cheesy, caked up, watered down, 2-5 down, give it to you easy, right? Why go deep when you tiptoe on the facetious side? No one said life was gonna be an easy ride, but you attack when I try to reach deep inside. Been called a sinner to a lion, temper sinner. They just choose not to expand what fills the builders. Tense up, run away based on they filters. In the name of Jesus, this heathen won't stop. But cold enough to bring my own apocalyptic winner. Eating all your doctrines up for dinner. Oh, tough a law. They still wanna know what I'm up to today. In my beautiful balloon, up, up, way, away. The small minds annoy me, huh, in a way. But I stay at full speed, sharp in the brain. From dusk till the sun's up in the day. You got a tunnel, I'ma shine light, KK. A self-righteous saint with an attitude. Thanks for the always raise stakes till I'm dust with a break.
Wake, wake, life's like being shot in space. See me and show whackness every single day, day.
I'm not your Mr. Kirk Cameron, adhering to philosophies that keep us stagnant. Close a pineal, getting our life habits, shrinking our God mind to small fragments. Thinking full potential, some sort of dark magic. Belief without examine, that I can't have it, that is too tragic. I'm an amalgam of ancestors like Malcolm, a living conduit for creative fountain. Don't think I'm hopeless, spiritually atrocious. I don't claim to know at all, I just do shit. Ha ha. You say I'm a godless punk, I say my thoughts are blessed. Amplified by my ancestors' awesomeness. Music for the future, every single song is fresh. Later generations will all pause and press. They made wages so there'd be none of us left. Dead weight, holding they false promises. If it's a test for me to move past the impoverished, Lucifer paying up, the devil lost the bet. I'll stay here to impact tomorrow's leaders. Swagger down packed, call it rivalry. Catalog masterpieces, add master defense to your auric field, limitations, masterpieces. Let any grief leave us until it's gone. In ways where it's space a peace upon. A bright and shining armor, in a light and shining armor. My light stronger, mighty, soothing, and will calm ya.
Laughter unlocks chains of he and her. Unravels mysteries of life science theater.
Once in a while, I'll engage in fuckery. Make light when the world seems fuck me. Try to keep death at bay and noble and set weight. Don't sell your stock, I ain't yet giving up for me. Use me to be a voice for the solid ones. Align us so we know our prize will come. Two vessels we riding on, guided by lighted ones. I need a wide head, chill on cologne, I am one.
I'm being charm, it's for show back again. It's remembering the one that is now gone. Acting up the now, so a can be born.
I walk the forest with ease, it's a simple hack. Rangers try to limit how I interact. My Christ consciousness, monstrous, they told me. Watching my breath, praying, I work my inner yod. I told myself I'd make a monster record. I tell the truth, right hand on the Akashka record. Hope this improves, soothes and answers questions. For your soul personality, you call it message.
Man, that was some deep stuff right there, man. That was crazy, man. You know, that was my boy Genius and MST3K. I don't know if that's supposed to be like an acronym for something, but you know what it is. But it was that was that My Soul Transcends Creating Perfect Kingdoms. That was some deep stuff right there. That's real hip hop. Y'all can find that on the Hip Hop Resurrection Volume 1 mixtape right there by DJ Genius. On Genius Music, you know, check that out, you know what I'm saying? I came out on there, I think I had a good day on there, I had Still Murder on there, I think, yeah, so I got my man on there, I feel pretty good about that. Right now, I'm gonna get into this song right here, you know, by Sunset Terrace, which is including me, or featuring me, or whatever, however you wanna look at it. It's called Heal the World, you know, featuring my boy Reggie Mack, you know, who, had surgery itself, you know, had a brain tumor removed, you know, so situation was looking a little bad for a second, but you know, we got my boy back, he's good money now. Shout out to him for doing the hook on there, and you know, real powerful music, so just, you know, check it out.
The madness of this world cannot be conquered by all the power in this world.
Yeah.
When loved ones pass away, I mourn. But what about me when I pass on? What have I done to move higher on? After life uncertain, cause I've done wrong. I ask for forgiveness time and again, then sin after sin, time and again. Make my soul not prone to wander. Make me strong like a sure contender. And what about the people and what are we facing? Soldiers dealing with war, devastation. Ain't no mistaking the taste of hatred. Sex on children, exploitation. Demons and devils revamping the nation. Scheming on all levels, testing my patience. Nation famished, facing recession, no jobs, no pay, suicide, depression. And what about the homeless throughout the world? Men and women, both boys and girls. Every man so precious like diamonds and pearls. So please, Lord, heal me and heal the world.
Heal the world.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
Yo, her son dies, tears fall from her eyes. Me down, my baby's gone and she cries. Can't fight the emptiness she feels inside. Emotions so deep and strong she can't hide. Down the street, a little boy says some weed. Too young to comprehend the pain so deep. He tries and tries but can't understand why his daddy had to die in Afghanistan. Next block man searches for his wife. Worried cause she didn't make it home last night. He keeps hope but knows something ain't right. Then news comes, a drunk driver took a life. Tragedy's all in the blink of an eye. It happens every day, nobody knows why. So we pray and look to the sky for healing hands to come from most high.
I gaze at the front page on the Washington Post. The future looking kind of dim, still involved in the hope. It seems that several federals blocking everybody from medical benefits. In a sense, unacceptable. That's not the coolest or the best, just incredible. How years dropping out and can't write their name legible. And when did we stop trying to be heterosexual? Trying to please ourselves just because the devil tell us so. But it ain't my position to judge. Gaze, I judge hating prejudice. And blind folks who never listen, just staring us down. Cause we let our beards grow, we some terrorists now. Wasting taxpaying dollars trying to argue in the Congress over how a gay marriage is foul. Every year we give it 1.8 million green cards, add that up. 14 trillion in debt that we are. Sweetheart, having a baby is not a commitment. It's the 18th season, sick of the court statistics show. Raising kids in broken homes is long term suffering. Closing schools down, how they gonna learn something? Politics trying to fit a beam of visibility in their carport. Can't see real people who are poor. And I ain't talking hate this dog for. My God, our Lord, hear my prayer.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Space Age J. I'm back. I'm live. I'm everything. I'm here. Step Your Game of Saturdays. And, you know, before we was talking about special needs children, let me fill y'all in the music. Last record we had was Sons of the Terrace Will Heal the World, featuring me, your boy, featuring Reggie Mack. You know, that's off of the Sunrise album. Go cop that. That's on CD Baby, iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody. You can get that everywhere, anywhere. Just, you know, go cop that. You know what I'm saying? Also, while you at it, cop the Sunrise Acoustic EP, which proceeds from that was going to Red Cross to benefit effects of Hurricane Sandy up north. So make sure y'all look out for that, you know what I'm saying? And by that, you know, of course, all the proceeds is going, 100% of the proceeds is going to Hurricane Sandy relief. So, you know, we put that out. That was for a good cause. So make sure y'all look out for that. You see, we got into the DJ Genius and the MST3K with that My Soul Transcends Creating Perfect Kingdom. That's off the DJ Genius Hip Hop Resurrection mixtape, so go cop that. That's on that piff. Now we're gonna get into, you know, our college and career segments, a new segment that Diva came up with for the show. You know, we're going to get into talking about, you know, because we all artists, you know, and business, you know, promoters and CEOs and everything like that. But just how exactly, how do you get to that level? You know what I mean? How do you get there? You got to start from the bottom, and now you're here. You know what I mean? So today's segment, you know what I'm saying, like I said, is brought to you by Lyndon Greer at DMVstaffing.com. You know what I'm saying? So follow him on Twitter at LGSTime, T-I-M-E. So follow him and go to DMVstaffing.com. Turn your life around. Get you some money for tweeting and all that good stuff. The segment today we're going to deal with is, how do you get a degree in child care? You know what I mean? Because today's theme right now is children and child care and, you know, everything related to that. So, what I did was I pulled up some information. This is just general information. Shout out to my gangster queen for getting her degree in child. She got her degree in general, but you know she's trying to get into child care. She pointed me in the right direction for getting this information. Just real quick, it says, although there are degrees specifically in child care, most of them are on the associate degree level. So you know, you get your 2 year in college, you know, it's on the AA, whatever. So, goes on to say, most degrees that pertain to child care, especially on the bachelor's and master degree levels, fall under the early childhood education or child development. So, you know, if you just want to, you know, be, like, licensed to watch children, you know, watch children after school, after care, you know, before school, pre, you know, like that sort of thing, you know, daycare kind of thing, that's child care, you know what I mean? Actually teaching and developing your children, you might have to be in school a little bit longer for that, you know, get you a bachelor's or a master's. It says associate degrees in child care. Associate degrees related to child care are, you know, associate of arts, associate of applied sciences. They carry a variety of names. Early childhood education, child care and development, child care professional, you know, that sort of type of thing. Child care courses, it deals with numerous aspects of the discipline, and they often include a practicum that provides the learner with experience in a professional child care setting, specific courses for the topics of child care element associated with an associate's degree can include child development, exceptional special needs children, which deals with our first segment, child psychology, multicultural education, child guidance, working with parents, practices in education, and supervised experience. Now, of course, you want to know, how much does this pay exactly if I'm going to be putting in It says in 2006, about 18% of all child care providers were employed by child daycare centers, including Head Start. Another 20% were hired in private homes. 35% were self-employed. So let me stop right. Let me point this out. Let me stop right there. So you can go a number of different rate of different ways with that AA degree, you know, that associate's degree. You know what I mean? You can work in a daycare, and then kind of like as you're in a daycare, you can work towards, you know, getting that bachelor's or that master's so you can actually become an actual teacher, or, you know, you can work privately in a house, in a home, which is coincidentally what I'm looking to do with my Gangster Queen, as I mentioned earlier. Or you can be self-employed, just do it yourself. You don't have to have no staff, just you. You watch a handful of kids and, you know, you get your hustle on that way. So, yeah, there's a number of different ways you can go with child care, you know, with getting that associates. Goes on to say, overall, the Bureau of Labor Statistics expects child care jobs to increase by 11% between 2008 and 2018, so 2008 was 5 years ago. So within the next 5 years, you're looking at a gradual increase. We've already probably seen an increase, and there's going to be more of an increase. So job opportunities will be plentiful. Pay is usually low when you start out, but it's generally better with more education. So hint, just a hint for everybody out, for those out there that's looking at that. You're not going to make too much. Says right here, the average child care worker makes $20,350, which is about $980 an hour. You see what I mean? So you're not making too much starting out, but like I said, the incentive is that you're already getting that experience working with the children, and you're making a little bit of money to put in your pocket. Hopefully you're not trying to do this by yourself or whatever. Hopefully you're, I would say it seems to be like aimed at more at, you know, like you being I'm not going to peg this just on women, but, you know, if you're a woman, let's say you're a housewife or something like that, and you don't really, you know, have a job, this is you getting and bringing in your extra $20,000 to supplement your husband's income or, you know, boyfriend's income, whatever you into, you know what I'm saying? I'm encouraging you to get married, so just take that from me. But, yeah, this is like more like your supplement income, something of that nature, but it gives you that experience as you're hopefully going for your bachelor's or your master's, so you can already have that experience, and once you get that degree, you can start out with some phenomenal pay, you know, somewhere in the 40s, 50s, or something like that, and you don't have to work your way up the ladder after you get the degree like a lot of people do. Let me see. Continuing education information. While an associate degree in child care related subjects is generally, it prepares a student for entry level jobs, such as assistants or nannies. Yeah, it says going on to receive a bachelor's degree can lead to jobs as such as a Head Start teacher or a manager. So, and then a master's can open the field to including teaching child care in a college or university, or research regarding the education of children, like being a social worker or something like that, where you're improving the system. So, in regards to child care, there are, it's pretty much like, you know, whatever suits you. You know, I'm the type of person, I ain't gonna lie, I went to school for 2 years and got an associate degree, and I felt like, you know what, I can't really do this school thing. It's not really for me. So let me get out here and start working. And I started, you know, with the entry, and I started working my way up. That might be you, you know what I mean? If you want to, you know, start out making the good money, you got to be in school longer, of course, and, you know, corresponding to how much time you spend in school, you know, a bachelor is going to make, you know, more than an associate, you know, associate's degree is going to get you, you know what I mean? So, and of course, a master's degree, you know, is probably like, you know, but at the same time, you wouldn't go for your master's to take a job as just a Head Start teacher. You see what I mean? You would probably want to do something more fulfilling if you went for your master's degree. So, like I said, all it is just, you know, it's what suits you. You know what I mean? If you want to be in school longer, be my guest, you know, and you know, that's, there's plenty of options out there for, you know, you to be in school longer, grants and tuition assistance and things of that nature. But overall, I would say, like, childcare is a good field to get into. Like I always say, children are the future. So, you know, we got to take care of the babies right now, here and now, you know what I'm saying, and raise them so they can raise us, so they can take care of us later on, you feel me? And that right there bring us to our conclusion of our career and college segment. So we're going to get into topic two now, which is talking about child labor laws. And basically, I mean, you know, I'm just going to touch on it in general. You know, y'all do the research, man, and go to the library, educate yourselves. I'm going to give y'all some things to think about. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Basically, there is no central, like, you know, this place is like the most notorious for breaking child labor laws or anything like that. Child labor laws vary from different states and from different countries. You know, they all vary, and you know, it's not no real universal type of thing. That's what I'm trying to say. So basically, real quick, let me talk about sweatshops. Sweatshops is basically any, you know, they call that, it's not necessarily, don't have to be a shop or a factory. It's basically any environment that's considered to be, you know, difficult, dangerous, but don't pay very well. You know what I mean? very, like, more commonly you hear about, like, sweatshops where, like, children are working there, you know, the shops that are like, you know, well, I ain't gonna point out no particular countries, but like, you know, you down in like, what is it, Indonesia, I think is where they make a lot of shoes and stuff like that. Indonesia, pretty much it's a lot. Just look at the tag on the back of your shirt, you know, see where it's made at, you know what I mean, see where the shirt was made from. Chances are it probably was made in a sweatshop. So they vary, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, every country has them, like, that's all they make clothes out of, the sweatshops, but, I mean, they're very prevalent. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of sweatshops out there, you know what I mean? And basically the concept is simple. I'm going to have you work for, like, pennies on the dollar. And, you know, you're going to make whatever, shoes. A lot of, there was a real big controversy with Jordan shoes when a lot of, you know, his shoes came out, you know, and they were being made out of sweatshops, you know what I mean? And whatnot. So, you know, kids were making them for like 16 cents. You know, let me just read this little brief description. It says, many workplaces through history have been crowded, dangerous, low paying, without job security. The concept of a sweatshop originated in 1850 as a specific type of workshop in which a certain type of middleman, the sweater, directed others in garment making and under arduous conditions. The term sweater for the middleman and sweating system is for the process of subcontracting the piecework were used in early critiques like Charles Kingsley, Chief Clothes and Nasty, written in 1850. So that goes back to support that it was around mid-1800s when this came about. Between 1850 and 1900, sweatshops attracted the rural poor to rapidly growing cities and attracting immigrants to places such as London and New York City's garment district. So there you have New York as like probably being one of the first, you know, locations for, like, you know, locally to the United States. We had sweatshops in New York. So I think one thing that's really misquoted or misrepresented, I don't know how you want to say it. One thing that's really misquoted or misrepresented is that sweatshops don't necessarily have to be children in these sweatshops to put children to work. It could be grown people as well. It's just any place where, you know, the conditions are bad, but then the payout is really poor. So it could be anything. It could be grown men, you know, working in sweatshops. The condition of like the railroad, when we first came to America, we were putting the railroads together. We had the Chinese immigrants building the railroads. That was another condition of unfair pay and low pay for, you know, hard work. You know what I'm saying? So, just the general concept of sweatshops. I mean, for children nowadays, I mean, a lot of our entertainers are endorsing companies where, you know, children are working in these sweatshops and don't even really know it. So I encourage, you know, whoever, like, especially artists on the come up, a lot of us are buying clothes and you know, linking up with people that are starting clothing lines and whatnot, you know, and trying to get endorsements and whatnot to be able to do what we do. Find out and do the research on the product that you're endorsing, because you might just be endorsing something that is made by a sweatshop, you know, especially if you're talking clothes and shoes. You might just be endorsing something that's made by a sweatshop. Who was it? I believe it was Oprah. Oprah was, she was famous for saying, you know, like, I think if it wasn't Oprah, it was somebody famous. I believe it was Oprah. The clothing that she endorsed, I believe, she was like, you know, this is like 100%, ain't no sweatshop involved with this, so don't even try. You know what I mean? She did the research. She was like, you know, I'm not endorsing anything that puts children to work, you know what I'm saying, in an unfair condition like that, you know, which is good money. Now, let's talk about, you know, something that's not really sweatshops per se, but just children going to work, you know what I mean, actually going to work. I know when I was 15, 16, I was trying to work, you know, and, you know, of course, I was in school, so I had to go here, at least. We had what was called a work permit you had to get from your school that says you okay to work and keep, you know, because it's obviously they think it's going to affect your studies and whatnot. So basically you had to go get this work permit, have your parents fill it out, your school fill it out, and then take it to your potential employer, you know, and whatnot for you to, as a condition of them hiring you as a minor, you feel me? So, I had to go through that. I mean, at 15, I was trying to get out here and get a real job, you know, and it was a little bit of a struggle with that because a lot of places, like, you know, me, I'm not knocking it. I'm not, you know, nothing against fast food, but that's not the industry I was looking to get into at 15. So, you know, if you like that, that's your cup of tea. It wasn't mine, you know what I mean? And I wasn't really trying to get into that, and unfortunately, at 15, wasn't nobody really looking for nobody that wasn't fast food. Matter of fact, even fast food was like, you know, we can't do it. So, my point is, research your child labor laws for your state or your jurisdiction. You know, look it up and you know, make sure, like, if you, for those of us that have the kids, you know what I mean, make sure that you got, you know, a good grasp of a concept, you know, of what's going on. There is a life, a good, clean life. Your kids don't have to be on the block, you know, doing their thing that way, you know, although a lot of us are seeing it and exposed to it, coming them and living in them communities or coming up in them communities that have that, definitely have that, you know what I'm saying? It's not really the only option, you know what I mean, if you do the research. I mean, it's all about just trying to make a better way, people. So, you know, do the research, look at what's out there in your community. Some communities are different than others. In New York, you know what I mean, I think it's a little bit different for them. Like, they can work pretty much, you know, 15 and up, they can work, I think, you know what I'm saying? So, it's just different, you know, wherever you go is different. So, do the research, find out what's really good, and also, you know, become an active member in your community so that you can help change the laws and make the laws more, you know, fit the people and fit the community that you're living in, you know what I mean? The reason why I say that it should be, you know, more applicable for certain situations, because everybody's situation is different, you know what I mean? Here I am, I'm in the DMV. I live in an area, you know what I mean, in a state where the population isn't too big, you know, we're not as dense as, like, say, in New York or California. You know what I mean? Where, you know, you got more miles to feed and whatnot. You know, we're on Chesapeake Bay. You know, we're on the Chesapeake Bay. We're on, you know, well, we're not really on the ocean, but we're on the bay. We're close to the ocean. So, you know, we get the water, you know, we get the end of all. We get a bunch of business and commerce coming from, like, cruising and things of that nature. You know, we got boat terminals here a little bit. You know, we got a couple boat terminals. The big, you know, cash crop here is crabs. So we have a cash crop or whatever, and then we don't have a lot of people that we got to feed underneath it, you know, as many people, like, say, compared to, like, you go, like, the Little Haiti down in Miami or something, like, Little Haiti or just Florida, period, you know, but Miami in general, like, you know, specifically look at Miami, a lot of people there, you know what I'm saying, very dense, a lot of people there, they're big, you know, cash crop is cruising, you know, Port of Miami sailing ships out, you know what I mean, that's they big money maker, so, you know. And cruising is expensive. Crabs is generally inexpensive. So you got to look at these things and do the math and weigh what factors into what, you know what I'm saying? And you know, what is going to affect your community. And like I said before, you know, look at your officials, the people you're voting for when you go to the polls. Look at them, you know what I mean? Are they saying the things that are going to be good for you to thrive and prosper in your situation? You know what I mean? Are they just looking to get rich? What is it? You feel me? The last thing I want to touch on, like I said, in general, is mainly just, you know, I know you want to instill in your children early that, you know, you got to get out and work and be responsible and, you know, you want them to know, like, it's good to be responsible and have their money and be able to save that money, you know what I mean? That's the thing I want to touch on. You know, having a job is great and all that, but you don't want your kids to be irresponsible with their money, you know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that your kids are saving their money, putting their money into accounts, bank accounts or something of that nature, to where they can actually build money. Not just build money, but, you know, maybe even, I don't think that banks will allow your child to open an account that draws interest without you being, without you, the responsible parent, having your name and everything on it and whatnot. The best thing that I could say you could do is open an account for your child, you know, and have your child direct deposit to it, but it's in your name, so that way you can draw the interest on it, and you sign the account, you know, over, like, when the child gets 18, you sign that provision that becomes the child's account now, and you take your name off of it and whatnot. So, but anyway, I say that to say this, like, everything, like I said, is about stacking for the future, you know, saving for your future. And you know, you want to teach your kids that. Like, you know, you don't want them out here blowing money and splurging and whatnot. They little paycheck, they little $200 and everything. If they see something they like, you know, that's cool. Like, I know when I was I mean, this might be a little telling, but, you know, when I was, you know, like 18, I remember that PlayStation 3 first came out, you know what I mean, the first time it came out. And, you know, of course, I was in the store. And I really, honestly, I wasn't even up on the PlayStation, you know, situation. I had a PS2. I was good money. I had a Nintendo 64. Shout out to those who still play that. GoldenEye 007. You know, I had that. I was good money. I didn't really know that PS3 came out. I was kind of like, you know, oblivious to it. But then when I got the job, I was in the store. You know what I mean? And they had the big rollout for it. I was like, this sounds good. You know, I got a little bit of money saved up. Let me get this PS3 real quick. You know, let me upgrade. So, long story short, I mean, I say that to say this, you know, it's okay to really let go with something that you really want, which your child really want. But, I mean, come on. You don't want them splurging every single time a pair of Jordans come out or every single time a new video game come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to teach them to be responsible with that money. Don't let their hard work go to waste. You feel me? Put that, so matter of fact, your cell phone, I know you got your kid a cell phone. Put the cell phone in the child name. When they get of age, put it in the child name. You know what I'm saying? Like, teach them to pay that bill every month before they even get the phone in their name. You know what I'm saying? Teach them to pay that bill every month. You know, so show your child that, you know, that money that they spent on that, you know, on the money that they, you know, making off that check, make that money stretch. Make them learn that money need to stretch. You see what I'm saying? You know, straight up and down, real talk. And that's what it is. I mean, you know, because like I said, we got to start. One thing we do have to change is we have to be more conscious of our futures. And in doing so, we got to be more conscious of our children's futures and teaching them that, you know, some things, I mean, we just, some things is good to wait for it. The price will drop a little bit, get it then. It'll still be the same effect as if you first bought it. You know, it'll be a little bit late, but so what? You know what I mean? And if you out here working, what's more important is you eating and you sustaining, not just, you know, for the now and the here, you feel me? That's what I waited for, that joint, all that. Real talk, man. You know what it is, Step Your Game of Saturdays, and we here each and every Saturday, and a new time slot, man. We in a new time slot, so it's 3 p.m. on the East Coast, 12 on the West. I'm sorry, I zoned out real quick. 3 p.m. on the East Coast, 12 p.m. on the West. And like I said, be on the lookout for the two new shows we're going to add coming up. We're going to add a spiritual show for Sundays. We're not really sure we're going to host that. I might have to do that too. And we also going to add the Monday night show, you know, with Diva, Mommy Mob Mondays. So, you know, we're going to really, God is blessing us, man. We expanding and we doing things and we just trying to, you know, push forward, man, and expand our community, expand our horizons and raise these kids right, man. You already know what it is. Also, I mean, you already know, check out Frontline Fridays every single Friday, 10 p.m. on the East, 7 on the West. You know what I mean? It's got the hot indie music. You know what I mean? Interviews, artists, you know, contact Diva Ebony B, get your stuff, you know, your music played, you know what I'm saying? Get featured on the website. Contact my girl Ebony B, it's at Diva Ebony B. Or you can email divaspotent1@gmail.com. Send her all your information. Don't send no whack, you know, links, no videos, no, send MP3s, send a little paragraph, say what, you know, say where you come from, you know, bio or something like that, you know, talking about what you do, how you get it in, everything like that. Check it out. We like it. We'll definitely promote you. Definitely, you know, do our part. You feel me? But, man, on that note, we're going to get into a little music, you know what I'm saying? Take a little music break. My voice going out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Need some tea in my life. We're going to play this Myron Butler, Speaking the Atmosphere. You know what I mean? Because that's just what my heart's telling me to play right now, honestly. Speaking the Atmosphere. Well, you'll get it. As soon as you hear it, you'll get it. Let's go.
over the house. Right where you are, speak into
them hoes to back it up like Sonny driving Bronxdale collosionals. Ask the niggas. I told them boys to back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
Another DJ Suede exclusive.
Exclusive. I know you're gonna dig this.
Y'all, candy man, confident with a rap star. Candy man,
already know what it is. Step your game up Saturdays. You know, we're going to bring this to a close. I'd like to thank my co-partner, co-host, co-everything, Diva Ebony B. That's my inspiration, y'all. Go check her out on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. My name is Space AJ. Go follow me on Twitter at Space AJ. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/my government name, Jamal.Hopper. Yeah, just archive. The show is archived. Go listen back to the archive, man. Make sure you tune in each and every Saturday at the new time slot at 3 p.m. on the East Coast, 12 on the West. Let me see. Be on the lookout for the two new shows. There's so much stuff, man. Be on the lookout for the two new shows. Like I said, we're coming up Sundays, Spiritual Feeding Sundays, Mondays, Mommy Mob Monday. So be on the lookout for that. You know what I mean? Send your links and your music to submissions to sugu@gmail.com. You know what I mean? I like to thank our sponsors, Lyndon Greer, Deny It For You, Future Guru 100, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, holler at them on their Twitters, respectively. I'm sure y'all know because we blast their Twitter all the time. You know what I'm saying? Man, tune in to Frontline Fridays, you know, all your independent artists, you know what I mean? Tune in to Frontline Fridays to, you know, get your music played and get, you know, interviewed and showcased and everything the right way. You know what I mean? Not the left way, the right way. You already know. And let me see, man. I keep forgetting like I'm missing anybody. I'm missing people or whatever. Yeah, tune in next week, man. Just, you know, keep it locked. You know what I mean? We're going to be back here next week doing what we do. Shout out to my girl, Miss Queen T. You know what I mean? Promoter, you know, follow her on Facebook, Miss Queen T Promo. Man, if I left you out, man, I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, ramble off the top of my head all of the things I got to say, man. You know, last week we got into that Anita Baker at the end, and I was just, like, loving that. So, you know, I'm going to close out with some Anita Baker again. She's still like the best singer ever in the world to me. So we're going to get into this Sweet Love track. I'm going to catch y'all next week. All right. Y'all stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Put God first, family second, career third. And keep step your game up with me as I step my game up. You know what I'm saying? Put God first, though. All right.